broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, takes to the airwaves starting now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances is absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers, and one of the great tools we have for restoration. That's why we reject revolution and stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Merry Christmas to all of you. This is a celebration this Christmas season for Christians everywhere. Around the world, but especially in the freest country in the world, the United States of America. And man, we got a lot to cover in this broadcast, so hold on tight. First, a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast starts now, brought to you in part by, well, your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to get rid of the blues, to get rid of the frustration, the anger, the discouragement, the confusion, the tiredness, the lethargic reality that you face on a day-to-day basis, huh? All right, well, it starts with your free scientifically-backed vigor test. You take the test, and then with natural health and healing solutions, you move forward. And voila, energy comes. Instead of confusion, clarity comes. Instead of frustration because of all your tasks, pretty soon you're just, I don't know, humming on all 12 cylinders, you might say. And then you take the test again, and you go, wow, that's pretty impressive. You can learn all about it if you get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. And say, hey, I'd like to take the free scientifically backed vigor test. May I please? And he'll say, absolutely, Merry Christmas, and you'll just get it done. All right, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Michelle Obama, quote, America, entering time of hopelessness. Michelle, we feel bad for your negative outlook on America. You've been negative on America before your husband ever became president. You had a brief stint of thinking he was going to save the world. Now you're back to your same negativity. Well, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. We wish you a happy Hanukkah. We wish you a happy Kwanzaa, whatever it takes to cheer you up. And we say to you, take heart. Be of good cheer. Follow the Prince of Peace and hope shall come into your heart. There are wonderful opportunities ahead in this great country of ours. But it's up to us to turn to God and make it a moral quest. We need an absolute direction towards God's laws, towards the author of our liberty and our hope. All right, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, I believe the man to be an absolute globalist thug, said that President Donald Trump could go down in history as a, quote, very considerable president. He could do something great. In an interview this Sunday on CBS's Fake the Nation, Kissinger said that Trump is asking a lot of, quote, unfamiliar questions. Donald Trump is a phenomenon that foreign countries haven't seen. So it's a shocking experience to these countries. Now, I believe that's a veiled threat by the globalist leader. Trump, you better fly right, friend. I don't know why on earth, after Trump's been preaching nationalism and the reduction of the size and scope of government and making America great again by rejecting the globalist trend of the last 50 years, that Henry, of all people, would be praising Trump. But he is, in a very velvet hammer style, a very abusive but yet soft message delivered via Fake the Nation internationally. Wow. To even interview a thug like Kissinger is beyond me. Understand that he was the former Secretary of State. Just so you know as well in America. What a tragic day, to say the least. By the way, there's now a dating website dubbed TrumpSingles.com. I mentioned the moral code we ought to stand with. That's one woman, one man, traditional marriages, right? All right, well, this website says it doesn't matter your sexual preferences, religion. Anybody's allowed to come if, well, they could be on the site if they come for the right reasons. The website allows you to search for same or opposite sex partners. Doesn't matter your religion or anything else. See, I say they've got all the wrong things. What do they mean by as long as you are for the right things? Anybody's allowed to come as long as they're for the right things. They've missed the boat on the right things, folks. They're just saying, hey, if you love Trump, you're not going to argue politically, you'll make it. I don't think so. Certainly, I think you ought to agree on, you know, general political viewpoints, but you ought to agree religiously for the most part. You ought to agree on all kinds of things. General lifestyle, where your money should be spent, where your time and efforts should be spent, what your allegiances are. There's so many things that they ignore all that. And then they promote the gay and lesbian lifestyle right on the site. What a tragic scenario. It's not a site I would consider. Not that I need a site. I'm just making a point that, folks, we've got to, if you want to really have a chance, meet your significant other, your spouse, to be at church or somewhere where you will have some religious and some cultural solidarity. All right, Snopes will be fact-checking for a fake book. According to the Daily Caller, they've done some research on this. All the, quote, employees, they're all left-leaning liberals. So you got left-leaning liberals going to be in charge of the fake book, making sure there's no fake news going on. But they're peddlers of fake news. Snopes has been caught lying by multiple times by many of us. What they usually do is give you half-truths, though. They don't just outright lie. They just tell you some facts and then come to the wrong conclusions, the wrong extraction of those facts, or the manipulation of, it's like satanic. Plenty of truth, but just enough lie to make it false. Fake. All right. That was only 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Second hour brought to you by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Shop at thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? And tell Joyce Riley, thank you so much for all they do. Trump has selected Representative Mick Mulvaney. He's of South Carolina. He's been in since 2010. He's a Republican member of the House, and they're going to make him budget director. Now, this guy will hopefully do a great job. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. But that's a good pick in my humble opinion. Clean Living Generation snubs cigarettes and alcohol, writes Chris Smith, documenting a new trend. That's great news, too. We need children to get rid of drugs and alcohol and cigarettes in their lives and illicit sex as well. Hopefully, that's a good news trending, Michelle Obama. You need some good news in your life, don't you? Mother dies after falling into huge vat of melted chocolate overseas at the factory. What a tragedy there. Our prayers are with the family. Detroit, 782 more votes were cast than voter precinct allowed. I guess they had a bunch never counted as well. Detroit Free Press, who's telling us there's no vote fraud, huh? When we say there's vote fraud or vote manipulation or vote misappropriation, whatever word you want to use to describe the breach of integrity with regards to the vote, they say, oh, well, that's such a small percentage, it doesn't matter. But then they run around and tell you how important my vote is, right? How can you have both? Either it does matter or it doesn't matter. And if it doesn't matter, let's quit voting. That's the lie. It does matter. They just don't want to admit the truth that there's vote shenanigans going on. But even the president of the United States admitted vote fraud on both sides of the aisle. Vote tampering, vote manipulation. He said, we both do it. It took an independently wealthy billionaire to prove money doesn't win elections. That's an interesting headline. Believe it or not, Trump spent a grand total of $600 million in his bid for the White House, according to FEC reports. Now, $600 million? How many of us could get that? Don't tell me money doesn't matter. The headline is ironic, to say the least. Hillary Clinton spent $1.2 billion on a losing bid. But when you figure that out, it's almost, what, $2 billion? I mean, I get that it's less money and you don't have to have the top dollar to win, but you got to have plenty of money to win. And without all the free press given to the Donald, how much was that worth? He would have never won. And how would we even have known his name if he wasn't so popular already? Chicago's 11th district experienced more shootings than some major cities, writes Amber Randall. We'll talk about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Merry Christmas.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Talking about no hope, ladies and gentlemen. Just listening to the Christmas music gives you hope, doesn't it? I love Christmas music. I don't like it before it's when it starts before Thanksgiving. But I love Christmas music, man. It's phenomenal. I love going to get a Christmas tree. I love the season. I love everything about it. Oh, yeah, they're talking about one woman, one man marriages, ladies and gentlemen.
Expensive things that are matter to me.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of strange. We're listening to incredible Christmas tunes, and we're talking about some pretty negative news. But there's hope. There's hope everywhere.
The Christmas tree.
You got your Christmas tree yet? If you don't, you got to get one. You just can't enjoy the cheer without a Christmas tree. That's all I'm saying. All right. We're talking about this sad scenario. Chicago, at the time of Christmas, they report Chicago's 11th district is experiencing more shootings than some major cities last year. Amber Randall reports the details, and they say the black community is suffering at an alarming rate. Homicide rates that were 16 times higher than in white communities back in 2010. Chicago's top cop says, quote, residents are begging me to save them from the violence. All right, I don't mean to be rude here, but you know what? They're not even looking at the right answers. It's startling to me. They write a big old ripping long article. They really delve into the statistics of how horrible it is. And I get it. I understand. It is a tragic situation, and our hearts go out to them. But isn't it ironic that we're discussing this, looking for answers, and no one mentions Christ at Christmas? The great, I'm going to say it again, the great healer? Wow. If there's somebody that can heal hearts and heal minds and give hope and give opportunity and allow for change, allow for repentance, allow for a rebirth, if you will. Wouldn't it be the Savior Jesus Christ? And I'm telling you, if you teach the gospel to these people, thou shalt not kill being one of the key core Ten Commandments, you would think that it would change the game. You also let the good guys have guns. You don't create laws that stop the good guys from having guns. The bad guys don't obey laws. So first off, you let the good guys have guns. And pretty soon, when it becomes not very safe to go in and just start shooting up, because you know you'll get shot right back at, and pretty soon when people's hearts are turned to Christ, pretty soon you don't have this crisis, folks. So don't beg the top cop there. Turn to God. That would be my humble recommendation. And the big thing Kurt Crosby pointed out, get government out of this, for crying out loud. All right. Anyway, just wanting to bring hope for those folks. Michelle, you're going to go back to Chicago without hope. Maybe as a leader, you ought to go back with some hope. Okay, maybe you ought to provide some leadership and dig down a little deeper and think about your maker a little bit and think about the Christmas season. Don't go to Hawaii and party on the beach and trust in the arm of flesh. Why don't you go back to Chicago and go to church and get some humility and say, oh God, please help us. And then do all you can do to make that a reality. That would be my suggestion to you, Michelle Obama. All right, Homeland Security running around letting the CIA say that everybody's hacking in everywhere. FBI disagrees. Never mind that it turns out that Homeland Security is in the mix and they hacked our own state elections. Believe it or not, I guess the Homeland Security attempted to hack the Georgia election database 10 times. Wow, LibertyNewsDaily.com with that reality check, huh? Trump lynched in effigy at an office Christmas party, writes Joe Kovacs of WorldNet Daily. This stuff is disgraceful, folks. This stuff is unacceptable. I don't care if my party loses or whatever, since I don't have a party. We got to get rid of parties, folks. That's one of the great solutions for the country, by the way. Just ask the founders. Anyway, all I'm telling you is this idea that you would literally mock hang somebody or mock whatever is unacceptable stuff, folks. I don't want that to happen to Hillary or Bill or anybody. Even if we lose elections, even if things are bad, even if they seem to be doing harm to us, we need to reject this era of violence, this hostility, this hatred, this. We need to move forward in a Christian way where we respect life, liberty, and property, where we promote God, family, and country. Sound familiar? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Crosby's with me. That's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting award-winning Christmas-style radio, and full of hope and truth and honor and just rejecting fake news everywhere. Kirk Crosby, welcome to the broadcast.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I'm waiting for Merry Christmas. Come on, what's wrong with you? Merry Christmas, sir.
Feliz Navidad.
Good, there you go.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Hey, now, you know the fake news folks? They've been peddling so much fake news, they've probably created their own lack of hope, Kurt.
That's exactly what happens when you avoid the real source of peace and, you know, prosperity and all that kind of stuff.
Let me give you an example. They said that Mexico just hated Donald Trump. Nobody could get along with Donald. He wouldn't have a prayer to deal with those people. I mean, he's sealed his fate. He's destroyed the relationship between the nations. I mean, it's just horrible that Donald didn't. Isn't that what they, you know, articulated over and over to ad nauseum, right?
He's just one evil dude, you know.
Well, do you know what happened yesterday, Kurt?
I think he had some, sit-down time with Carlos Slim.
He sat down, ate dinner with Carlos Slim. He dined with the billionaire as Mexican leaders, quote, seek better relations. So now you got the Mexican leaders coming to the Donald hoping for better relations. They send one of the richest men in the world, Kurt. Most people don't even know who Carlos Slim is. But we've tracked this guy forever, and his wallet certainly
isn't. He's not a fat guy, is he?
No. And his wallet ain't slim either.
No.
I'm telling you right now, this guy is a super-duper billionaire that makes Donald Trump look poor, Kurt. This guy's got a lot of money. And how is he's basically ran, I would call it a cartel of phone service in Mexico. He's the communications, quote, private czar, for whatever that means.
Said they had a lovely dinner with a wonderful man. And that was Trump talking.
All right. So Trump praising Carlos Slim. And that just doesn't sound like he's destroyed relations to where it'll never work. When they come to him saying, hey, can we please meet? Can we really work on improving relations? We're going to send our secret titan of wealth from Mexico to start the negotiations. What's fascinating is most people, Carlos Slim stays out of the news a lot. But I'm telling you, the guy is super rich and has super control over Mexico or in Mexico. And I find that fascinating. Fascinating indeed. So these fake news reports about Donald's destroyed relations, they hate him. Mexico will never build the wall. By the way, Carlos Slim could build the wall and not even blink, Kurt. Let me say that again. A private businessman like Carlos Slim could build the wall without even blinking if he thought it would make Donald happy. So much for you fake news thugs. Come to the table with solutions, would you please? Another big fake news tale we'll tell you about in seconds. Sam and Kurt wishing you an incredible Merry Christmas and talking about good news all over the planet. How's that? No fake news here, baby. And no loss of hope either. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. Come on.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
John Bolton, nominated by Donald Trump to be Deputy Secretary of State under Rex Tillerson, would be given expansive responsibilities in setting foreign policy priorities for the administration, and his track record suggests that those priorities would be wildly at odds with those expressed by Trump during the campaign. Over the past year and a half, Trump has consistently denounced the Iraq War as a costly and disastrous geopolitical blunder, and the administration of George W. Bush, as well as the CIA, for deceiving the public about Saddam Hussein's pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. Bolton, notes The Intercept, is arguably the man most responsible for hiding the truth about Iraq's non-existent WMDs. As Undersecretary of State for Arms Control under Bush, John Bolton took the lead in ousting José Bustane, the Brazilian diplomat at the head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW. Iraq indicated its willingness to sign a 1993 treaty banning manufacture and use of chemical weapons, which would include invasive verification by the OPCW. This would have undermined the Bush administration's claim that Saddam's government was stockpiling chemical weapons. So the administration, at Bolton's initiative, threatened to cut off funding for the organization, which resulted in Bustani being thrown out. In addition, Bolton was prominent in the Bush administration's disinformation chorus, retailing now-disproven claims about Saddam's weapons program, claims Trump has correctly identified as lies.
For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I reached out to Kurt Cosby for his Christmas favorites when it comes to tunes.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck.
Hey, wait a minute. That ain't the right... What? Come on, people. What's wrong with you?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house on Christmas Eve. You can say Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe
he'd been drinking too much eggnog.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. No wonder Michelle Obama has no hope.
But she'd left her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow.
Come on, this is depressing. What do you got? Come on. We got to find something better. How about something like this? Let's see. Let me go with this. Try that. Does that make you feel better, Kurt? Come on.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about some pretty cool stuff. Donald Trump did not ruin the world. The lies from the mainstream press are rejected. They said the stock market would melt down. It didn't. They said Donald couldn't get along with Mexico. He's ruined relations. Now Trump dines with Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim. The Mexicans are trying to seek better relations. And I'm telling you right now, Carlos Slim could build the wall. He's so rich without even blinking, ladies and gentlemen. Now, by the way, this is another lie the mainstream press told you. They said Donald might have won, well, the popular vote in theory. But he lost the popular vote, and you just wait till, you know, Electoral College voting day. Donald will lose there, too. And then the mainstream press last week, and it built up over and over and over that Donald's going to lose, that there's going to be a coup, there's going to be a change of the guard, beware. They lied again, ladies and gentlemen. They lied again. Now, it's official. Electoral College votes for Trump. Hillary literally loses Electoral College by wide margins. And it was a vote 18 years to the day after Bill's impeachment, writes the dailycaller.com, Kurt. So not only did Donald win the Electoral College, not only did he win it by wide margins, many defected to the Donald and literally turned on Hillary Clinton to 18 years to the day that her husband got impeached, Kurt. Now, isn't that a fascinating twist? But the mainstream press pitched fake news all up until reality check happened. Again, Kurt, once again, they're out of step with reality. What do you think of that?
Once again, we see their, you know, I mean, their true colors, their real, quote, value, end quote.
Speaking of value, Donald Trump surrounding himself with, really, as far as I can tell, and I don't mean this to be rude to Trump, but here's the deal. I don't know a single person that I really would have picked that he's selected so far, Kurt. That concerns me greatly. And what we've really done, we've talked about the revolving door in government so often, about the relationship between big business and government. We're seeing it on a grand scale like you've never seen before. Literally what they've done is they said, okay, you reject the government insiders, we'll just replace them with business insiders instead. And I'm afraid that's what Trump is doing. I hope that he gets a lot of good done, but I'm not so sure now. Turns out that Donald Trump picks another billionaire businessman, Vincent Viola, is selected by the Donald to be Secretary of the Army, Kurt. Now, this guy is a pretty big, you know, big guy, billionaire, well-known. He's been in the military. Trump is going big time to military leadership. It concerns me that we're going to be way too hawkish on war. It concerns me that the military-industrial complex, private sector in bed with government is going to get funded like you would not believe. And it's going to be hard for these generals to say, oh, you know what? We're not for war. We're really for peace in a legitimate sense. I hope that's what happens, but I don't see it. When you pick too many of these hawkish guys that have spent their whole life making war and being involved in war. And for example, this guy's supposedly going to lead the army, Kurt, but we're not even supposed to have a standing army. Go bust out and read your constitution if you don't believe me. And so I'm very concerned about this appointment, Kurt. Vincent Viola. I don't know if the guy plays the viola, but I'm just saying. All right, any comments on him before we move along, Kurt?
I don't know much about him. You say that's it's Vincent problem. Viola, double V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't know what you mean by double. Oh, yeah, Vincent V. Yeah, yes, sir. Yep. So there you have it. All right, Russian ambassador assassinated in Turkey. Gunman.
Oh, I guess so. Vincent Viola, by the way, owns the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
You knew that. Well, yeah. Very good. He was a former chairman of the New York Mercantile Exchange. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's
I'm
chairman
just not too impressed.
Of Virtue Financial. Like you say, $1.76 billion net worth. That's pretty good. Net worth. Got one wife. Been married just once. That's impressive. Billionaire businessman. Anyway, yeah. Maybe, who knows? I just don't know much about him.
Well, all I know is this. When you get billionaires that wealthy, and people that have been involved in the military for so long, you start to get concerned fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I am a guy that says let's give Donald a chance. So just because I express a concern, that doesn't mean that I'm going against the Donald. It doesn't mean that I won't give him a chance. And that's kind of the difference. All right. Anyway, I guess Russian ambassador assassinated by Turkey gunman who was a off-duty police officer. Kurt, did you see this?
Yeah, and I... You know, it made me think of the days of, you remember Ron Paul being in the presidential debates and the whole, spiff or tiff or whatever it was between he and Giuliani where, basically Ron Paul said, well, you know, the 9/11 things are blowback is what. The word is that the CIA used in their explanation, but blowback for what we do in the Middle East. And it made me think more and more of this whole deal. I mean, it doesn't matter where we beat people up, whether it's us or, you know, our pals, you know, dropping bombs or you know, whatever, they're going to try to respond in whatever way they can. And that may be
things like this. And oftentimes it's not the Christian way to turn the other cheek, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what I see.
All right. Now, by the way, Kurt sent me a bunch of Drudge headlines, which highlights this reality quite well, Kurt.
Well, that's right. They, you know, I mean, but the Drudge boys forgot to say, you know, look back at the Rod Paul blowback idea, because they forgot that little part. They've got a whole lot of other, you know, like, for example, here's the first one, a Russian ambassador assassinated in Turkey. Gunman was off-duty police officer, part of security detail, question mark. We die in Aleppo, you die here. You know, and then the old Aloha Akbar, you know, I don't know how to say it exactly. Then who ordered the hit? Syrian opposition celebrates. Wasn't that celebration going on 9/11? AP Photog captures attack. Putin terrorists will feel this, you know, so then Putin's going to respond, you know, because this was a Russian ambassador. Then we've got the U.S. embassy on lockdown there. And then you've got, you know, a little bit, at least, I don't know if they're connected, but, you know, you've got the terror truck slams into Berlin Christmas market. They say hijacked, suspect captured, passenger dead in cab, developing at least nine.
Now, this
I
is
think
two different things, right, Kurt?
Yeah, but
at the same time,
the same day, you know, yeah.
Right at Christmas, know, right during the transition in the United States presidency change, right?
That's right. That's right.
Very interesting. It makes you wonder if the Democrats are behind it, Kurt. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but we know they've done everything else they possibly can.
And they say, and it was the same day as Electoral College thing. You know, and you've got this one other headline that makes me want to flashback a little more, but they say flashback ISIS, Al-Qaeda plan holiday market attacks. But if you don't flashback a little farther and remember about blowback, that is, doesn't matter where we do it. If we do evil to people somewhere, they're going to try to get back at us.
We'll talk more about this critical topic in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Michelle Obama, take hope. My goodness gracious, she got in the White House one of the biggest Christmas trees in the world, for crying out loud. Take courage. Put your kids on your lap and love them and tell them, you know what? We believe in God, family, and country. Yes, indeed, the protection of life, liberty, and property is one of the keys to freedom. What about all that Jeremiah Wright teaching your husband got? Doesn't that give you some hope? Oh, I guess the wrong leader, huh? Check it out. Come on. See, doesn't that give you some hope, Kurt? Jessica Simpson on your radio? Come on.
Yeah.
See, Kurt likes them tunes, man. All right. I told Kurt, Kurt said, I want one of them man, woman, love song for Christmas. And so I busted one out. What do you think? There you go. All right. A lot of people had a big debate about that song. They say it's really salacious, Kurt. And others are saying, are you kidding me? Come on, it was written like in the 1940s or something like that. And it was a husband and a wife that wrote it to each other. And they sang it, and then people liked it, and it grew from there. And now it's this big salacious song. It's not if you think properly, though. It's just saying, hey, you know what? Just think about when you were dating, right? You know what? You didn't want your significant to leave. You tried to make it last as long as you could, right? Doesn't mean that at the end of the night you didn't go home and wait for that wonderful wedding night, right? All I'm telling you is this idea that it's salacious is a modern perversion, a fake news version of history, folks. Come on. All right, back to the news at hand. I guess several stories here. Russian ambassador assassinated, terror truck slams into Berlin Christmas market. Now, flashback, I guess the Al-Qaeda thugs and the, basically had talked about doing such a thing. And they say part of security detail, this cop for the Russian ambassador assassination, we die in Aleppo, you die here. If that's not a blowback statement, Kurt, I don't know what is.
Well, it's true, and and yet I don't see anybody going, hey, remember Ron Paul teaching Giuliani about this stuff that, you know, he learned, or at least he said comes from the CIA reports?
And Giuliani mocked and jeered and laughed at Ron Paul, and Ron just smirked and went, go research it, my friend. You'll gain an education. And boy, did he, huh? It's kind of like Glenn Beck and Ron Paul's debate about the IRS. Ron Paul wanted to abolish the IRS, replace it with nothing. And Glenn said, you can't do that. We can't even run government. And Ron Paul smirked and went, you don't have a clue, my friend. Go research it. Glenn Beck had to come back and go, well, Ron's right. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fake news everywhere except for Liberty Roundtable Live and other LibertyNewsRadio.com talk shows. Anyway, a lot of Trump headlines detail what's been going on, but it's no, in my opinion, coincidence that these global terrorist attacks are happening, especially on the Electoral College voting day, on Christmas, right before the transition for the Donald. What they're really trying to do is send a signal. Donald, you've got to continue with the same policies. You've just got to. If you don't, the whole security of the nation can be at stake. Hint, hint, Henry Kissinger says, Donald, you could be a wonderful man if you just would. Wow. They're making a play like never before, Kurt. And it's usually they do this stuff behind the scenes in smoky secret rooms. This time, they're acting out as actors on a global stage right in front of us. It's like in plain sight stuff going on. Anyway.
Great point.
I find that interesting, to say the least. Now, Kurt, you sent me a story. About race. And the headline says, university offers class on the problem of, what is this, whitenesses or whiteness?
Yep, you got to.
The problem of whiteness.
You know, I mean.
I didn't know me being white was a problem, Kurt.
But if you're at the wrong university, it is, Sam.
Well, dude, what if you just are born that way, man? Isn't that what all the other groups that want their agenda forwarded say? We were born that way. Come on, yep. Kurt.
Yep. It's written by Thomas Columbus, the University of Southern California, too close to Berkeley and all that stuff. But anyway, they say a class to be taught next semester at the University of Wisconsin-Madison called The Problem of Whiteness aims to understand how whiteness is socially constructed and experienced in order to help dismantle white supremacy. That's according to the course description. Now, this is another, what I would call exhibit, if you would, about why many college educations are worthless, in my opinion. But they go on, the assistant professor, Damon Sajnini, says, whites rarely or never questioned what it is to be white. This guy went on to say, so you go through life taking it for granted without ever questioning or critically interrogating it. One more class I'm going to be grateful not to take, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kurt, have you questioned your whiteness lately, my friend?
No.
Why not, my friend? Don't you get it? Don't you realize this problem is serious?
Well, you know, it's like our buddy James Edwards says in Racism, Schmacism, that, you know, you just have to remember if you're white, you're just automatically a racist. It doesn't matter the facts. It's just, you know, the way things are.
Now, what's fascinating to me about this is they want white people, Kurt, to write two papers.
Mm-hmm.
And one paper's a reflective piece that's supposed to reflect on what exactly, Kurt? Your whiteness and how it really makes you a racist, basically? Is that?
Well, that's
what I'm trying
to interpret
the weird language.
One guy, he told The Fix, he says, the premise of the course is to understand that race is neither biological nor cultural, but rather a social and political construct. He purports that blacks throughout their life.
Well, what's a political and social construct?
Well, the race.
All right, if that's true then, Kurt, then all they got to do is quit their fake news political construct agenda and racism will go away. Because they're the ones always talking about race, always dividing race, always wanting the whites to run around with literally a slave dog collar on, feeling horrible for the Americans eventually getting rid of slavery. And I just don't know why we'd feel bad about that, Kurt. Why would we feel bad about getting rid of slavery?
Well, this is just, you know, another at least in my opinion, the whole university kind of scene where it's just a waste of money, both federal, state, county, and your own, if you put it in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just kind of thought we got rid of slavery and we should be praised for that. You know?
I mean, I think this guy,
for Michelle Obama, that's a piece of phenomenal news, isn't it, Kurt?
This guy describes himself as a far-left professor who said he views both Democrats and Republicans as right-wing entities. You know, it's just interesting stuff, Sam. And one more reason to be real careful with your education dollars, if you will.
Yeah, those who get in these debates about race need to engage and take off the gloves and have a real discussion about this. For example, I would ask all these mainstream press fake news advocates, can blacks be racist? Is it possible for a black person to be a racist? It'll be interesting what these people, you know, you're on the phone and you know how when the computer's thinking, it's like, before it responds, have you ever heard that kind of stuff? It's like their minds will just go into overdrive and they'll just like.
They don't want to say.
They don't want to answer that, because if they do and they say blacks can be racist, of course, then what we'll do is say, well, why don't we then, for every white racist activity you bring up, we'll bring up a black one and let's see who runs out of issues first. See? Because I believe that there are people that are racist and there are people that are not racist. From every viewpoint, Kurt. I submit to you that Jeremiah Wright and Michelle Obama railing against America, railing against whites, they're racist, Kurt. And the proof in the pudding is, like Tracy Winbush said, our good friend, she's a black female Republican, Donald Trump supporter, she said they call her and Uncle Tom a sellout. Just because she's black and supports conservative values. See, if we're going to open up the discussion, let's open it up fairly without an agenda of fake news, shall we? Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Joel Skousen, our guest for hour two. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Filling your mind and heart with hope, we pray. By the way, LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com are our websites. Check them out and donate. Be part of the solution, would you please? After all, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we shall restore the Republic. This nation shall.